there was a woman, and she lived on her own, and she slaved on her own, and she skivvied on her own. And there was a woman, and she lived on her own, and she slaved on her own, and she skivvied on her own. She'd two little boys and two little girls. She lived all alone with her husband. He was a hunk of a man, oh, a chunk of a man, and a punk of a man. He was a hunk of a drunken skunk of a man, such a boozy, bruising bully of a husband. He would come home drunk at night, oh, me bet her black and he bet her white. Thrashed her to a tin, an inch of her life, and snored all night like a pig, her drunken husband. One night she gathered her tears all round her shame. She covered up the bruise and then cried with the pain, "You'll not do that ever again. I'll not live any more with a drunken husband." And at night as he lay drunk in the bed, the strangest thought came to her head. She took up the needle and the thread and went straight into her sleeping husband. She started to stitch with the girlish thrill, with the woman's eye and the seamstress skill. She bibbed and tucked with an iron will as she stitched on around her sleeping husband. Oh, the top sheet and the bottom sheet too, and the blanket stitched the mattress through. She bibbed and tucked the whole night through, waiting for the dawn and her husband. And he awoke with a pain in his head, and he found that he could not move in bed. "Sweet God in heaven, have I lost me legs?" She just sat and smiled at her husband. In her hand, she held the frying pan. With a flutter in her heart, she flew at him. He could not move. He cried, "God damn, don't you swear at me, you drunken husband." Oh, she bears him black and she bears him blue, with the frying pan and the colander too, the rolling pin, a stroke or two, such a battered and repenting husband. And if you ever come home drunk again, oh, we'll stitch you up and I'll sew you in. Then I'll pack my bags and I'll be gone. I'll not live any more with a drunken husband. Isn't it true what a wife can do with the needle, thread and a stitch or two? He's sobered up, now his boozing is through, and she don't live any more with a drunken husband.